A good Saturday afternoon to you from Fremont, Nebraska, as we get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference football on KDCR from Heatham Field, the home field of the Midland Warriors. The Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors opening up the Great Plains Athletic Conference football season. Both teams are one game into their year. Midland, a win over Peru State on the road last weekend, while the Dort College Defenders lost to Dakota State 1 week ago today, lost 41-7 last Saturday night in a game played at Open Space Park in Sioux Center. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll take a look at what else is happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Commissioner Corey Wastra. Also check in with Dort College football coach Greg Youngblood and try to set the table for today's contest between Midland and Dort College. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Wastra on this week's GPAC football report.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, September 13, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. To learn more, go to GPACSports.com on the web or follow us on Twitter at GPACSports. And we welcome you to the first weekend of GPAC Football for 2014. Let's begin the GPAC Football Saturday Report today with a look back at last week's GPAC Football scoreboard. Dakota Wesleyan was a winner at home against Wisconsin Stout, 23-19. Tabor, a winner over Nebraska Wesleyan, 36-0. Concordia picked up a win at Sterling, 21-15. Dakota State wins over Dort in Sioux Center, 41-7. Friends University defeats Doan in Crete, 33-7 the final score. Morningside on the road in North Dakota defeats Valley City State, 56-14. Midland wins at Peru State in the Oak Bowl, 28-14 the final, with Hastings a winner at Kansas Wesleyan, 61-21 the final score. Northwestern and Briar Cliff were off last week in non-conference football action, both playing 2 weeks ago today in their opening games of the season. Here's your Hoffman America Sports Players of the Week then from last Saturday, a clean sweep by Dakota Wesleyan University. Francois Barnot, a running back, takes the offensive honor. He had 282 yards on 22 carries and 3 catches for 16 yards. He had a pair of long touchdown runs, 75 and 57 yards respectively. Cody Bonte, defensive back from Dakota Wesleyan, takes the defensive honor. A pair of interceptions for the Tigers in that win against Stout. His last takeaway came late in the fourth quarter to seal the win after the rally in the last 3 minutes by Dakota Wesleyan. Daniel Porter on special teams from Dakota Wesleyan takes that honor. He had impact in all areas of the kicking game. He had a great day punting the ball, including a long of 67. He pinned Stout inside the 20 three times, and he made 3 out of 3 PATs for Dakota Wesleyan on the day. And again, a win against NCAA Division III Wisconsin Stout. That is your look back at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after this break, we'll preview the opening weekend of GPAC football matchups. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It is the opening Saturday of GPAC football for 2014 with 5 league contests on the slate around the GPAC. Let's jump right into the schedule. We begin in Hastings, Nebraska, where the Broncos at 1-0 will host Concordia, who's also 1-0. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Lloyd Wilson Field. Doan at 0-1 will travel to Orange City to take on the 13th-ranked Red Raiders, who are 0-1 on the season. Nebraska Wesleyan will take an 0-1 record into their home opener in Lincoln against 3rd-ranked Morningside, who is 1-0. Dort at 0-1 will travel to Fremont to battle Midland and the Warriors, who are 1-0. And that will be the debut of a new turf surface at Memorial Field in Fremont, Nebraska. Dakota Wesleyan will take a 1-0 mark in their 21st ranking in the NAIA into a home game in Mitchell. They will host Briar Cliff, who is 0-1 on the 2014 season. Those are the 5 conference games on the schedule for this Saturday around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There are no new football rankings this week from the NAIA. There will be a new poll coming out this week, and we'll tell you about it next week on the GPAC Football Saturday Report. Also check back to our website on Monday for the football Players of the Week. This is your GPAC Football Saturday Report for September 13. I'm Corey Westra.
You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's game matches up Midland against Dort College. The Midland Warriors under coach Josh Gearing will be building on last year's team record of 4-6. They're 1-0 this year. It appears the Warriors will attempt to run the ball first, with 46 of their 75 plays last week being on the ground. Andrew Cameron started the game under center and led the team on four scoring drives, two of which were 12 plays and covered 83 and 77 yards. The Warrior defense controlled the Peru State ground game last week, limiting the Bobcats to 131 yards on 41 attempts, and they surrendered 153 yards in the air. Gearing is in his third year coaching for the Midland Warriors. Dort College is 0-1 after a non-conference loss to Dakota State on Saturday. Biggest change for the defenders last week was the offense's willingness to throw the ball a bit more, as they attempted 15 passes in both the first and second half of last week's game. Jason Miller provides a big target for the Dort signal callers and caught six passes last week. Zach Barker and Taylen Seaman each played a half, with Barker going 9-15. Seaman was 4-15. Dan Fennig ran for 71 yards. Pickney and Xavier Caffey handled the return duties. Let's pause for our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Let's jump into our interview with Coach Greg Youngblood and talk about last week's game, and also look forward to the opponent today. And we begin by talking about what happened last week and what the Dort College coaching staff found out about their team. And as you will hear, a windy day down on the field here in Fremont. Let's visit with Coach Greg Youngblood as the Dort College defenders get set to take on Great Plains Athletic Conference rival Midland this afternoon in Fremont, Nebraska. And Coach, coming off the defeat to Dakota State last Saturday, what did you find out about your team, both positives and things that you need to work on after that game with Dakota State?
Well, I think we showed some flashes of potential, obviously, you know, whether it be moving the football and doing some good things on offense, stopping them like we did on defense in the second half. But obviously, we showed that we're very young, and you know, we made some costly mistakes, penalties in certain spots. Obviously, turnovers were a big factor, with four interceptions and a fumble, and then big plays on defense. We gave them some big plays early that really obviously hurt us and got us in the hole. So, things that we feel like are correctable, or we know are correctable, but at the same time, being young, we have to use those to be better and to you know, see the day in a real game in a college situation, that it's a lot faster than what they're used to in high school, and it's require them to be that more attentive to details and make sure they're taking care of business. So those are things we going and fix. We feel good about some things we did, but obviously a lot of work to do.
Last week you split time at quarterback. Today it sounds like you're going to start Taylen, who played the second half last week. What did you see last week that you liked that he did?
Yeah, he moved us, moving the ball pretty well. Got stuck the ball in the end zone. And he ran the option well and did some good things. So I think he gave us a spark that way, and showed that he's got, you know, a big physical body that can be a guy that we can use as a runner as much as a thrower. But we also know Zach can do some good things, so we're not ruling him out either. We're going to let Taylor start, just kind of see how it goes, but know that both of them are capable, and both are young, and both are, you know, both need reps to get better. So that's kind of the plan right now.
couple big big targets at wide receiver for you last week. One of them, Jason Miller, had a big game for you.
Yeah, Jason's been great. He's a guy that we've always had a lot of confidence in, and it was good to get him the ball. And he makes plays. When you get it in his area, he'll catch it. So we definitely want to continue to use that ability he's got.
Defensively, Midland, it looks like when they had the ball last week, they were a run-first team. Looked like about two-thirds run, one-third pass. Is that how you see it as you prepare for today?
That's what we've prepared for. Our defensive staff has done a good job. Obviously, they've thrown it some in the past more, but we think with their quarterback and their running back, so they've got, they're probably built more for the run. But they want to play action pass and get some big ones on you if you fall asleep. So we got to be ready for everything. But, yeah, obviously, they'll probably try to establish line of scrimmage is what we got to be ready for.
If they establish that line of scrimmage, how do you counteract that? Because you're going to have to bring more people up on run support. What do your defensive backs need to do in that?
Yeah, I think it's, you hope your front 7-8 can be gap sound, and then you don't have to get too nosy with those back end guys. And so obviously that's what we'll have to do. If we can do that, then it helps against the play action. But, once you start having some holes up there where you got to get an 8th, 9th guy in the box, that's when it puts stress on those defensive backs. So, we can do both, but we want obviously to be not have to rely on those guys right away for run support. So that'll just be depending on how things progress and how our front seven take care of business.
Definitely going to be a windy day, and not extremely windy, but it will be a factor. That's going to factor in on special teams. How do you prepare and plan for that?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to deal with the wind in both directions, so you just have to be cognizant of it and know where you're at on the field and know how much the wind is affecting that at that point, whether it's a gusting or whether it's simmer down. And then adjust your game plan as such. It might be whether we're throwing the ball less into the wind on offense, whether we're going to, be a little safer with it. And when we're punting, obviously you got to kick the ball low, and our returners got to adjust to that ball carrying or dying on them. So it's something you talk about a lot, but this is when it really counts. So we got to be ready to do both of those.
Coach Greg Youngblood talking about the Dort College Defenders. Glad to have you along with me on this sunny afternoon from Fremont, Nebraska. Game time temperature 57 degrees, winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Dort College will be receiving the opening kickoff. Midland deferred their decision to the second half. Dort College will move from right to left or from north to south into the teeth of that wind as we get set to kick things off. For the Dort College Defenders, back deep, Trey Pickney and Xavier Caffey, both located at the 9-yard line, kicking for Midland is number 15, and I believe that is Anthony Wood. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Home opener for the Midland Warriors for the Dort College Defenders. They're playing in their second game of the season, first one on the road. Dort College is 0-1 this year. Dort College 0-6 since the start of the football program against the Midland Warriors. Last year they played to a one-possession contest, with Midland winning at the end in the final moments. Kickoff is taken near the goal line by Pickney. Pickney will bring it out to the 5. He's to the 10, up the right sideline to the 15. Cuts it back to the left side, chased by 3 defenders and brought down by the Midland Warriors. And the Dort College Defenders will have it first down and 10 at the 20. And I believe we're going to have an unsportsmanlike conduct on the Midland Warriors on the kick return as player for Midland crawled over the top of Trey Pickney as he was brought down. And this will be 15 free yards for the Dort College Defenders from the 19-yard line. So Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Penalty was called against, I believe that's Brady Fleming. I thought possibly was on 50. But nevertheless, Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line to start this drive. So 15 free yards for the Dort College Defenders on the back end of that play. Taylen Seaman will bring the troops out. Dort College in the pistol. They go to the sweep. Hand it off to Caffey. Caffey out of the slot. And he is brought down for a 2-yard loss on the play. Nothing there as it's got stretched out to the sideline. And for the Midland Warriors, Lucas Schwang was there to knock him out of bounds. Loss of two. It'll be second down and 12. Second and 12 for the defenders. Dort College in their road white jerseys, black numbers trimmed out in gold. For the Midland Warriors, blue jerseys, navy blue with orange striping and orange lettering. Seaman in the pistol. Fennig is behind him. To the near side is Miller and Pickney. Pickney in the slot. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig straight ahead carry out to the 41-yard line. Good piece of tough running by Fennig. He picks up eight on the play. That'll bring it to a manageable third down and three at the Dort College 41-yard line. Straight ahead carry that time by Fennig. Good to see him pick up some yards behind a youthful offensive line. For the Midland, for the Dort College defenders, you've got Dylan Stevens on the near side. Also, Ben Booma. Booma, the left guard. Riley Sharper back in at center. Jacob Cook is the right guard. Seaman is barking signals. 5 yards deep. Hands it off to Fennig, and that time nothing there for Fennig. He struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. For the Midland Warriors, coming up with the tackle is Kyle Pacheco. And the Dort College defenders are forced to punt. Three plays and out. Dort College will punt the football with 13:16 remaining in the first quarter of this contest. Those of you interested, you can hear Dort College soccer via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics this afternoon. Heath Bonestro will kick into the wind. Let's see if he gets away a line drive. A little bit of a floater, and it's going to be taken at the 27-yard line. So Dort College forced a punt, and the battle for field position begins. They had to punt from their own 41-yard line. So for Bonestro, a net of 32 yards on that punt. And the Dort College defenders will bring the defense out onto the field. Dort College unable to pick up a first down on their first drive. Dort College three down linemen. As we turn the page for the Midland Warriors, it's Andrew Cameron, and we've got movement along the line of scrimmage. Dort College's front three, you've got Curtis Emery at the nose. On the near side is Taylor Teal, and I believe on the far side, if I can make out the number accurately, it should be Ben Byama, and it looks like it is Ben Byama. First down and 15 for Midland after the penalty called against the Midland Warriors. They go two wide to the right, one to the left. Pistol formation, two running backs in the backfield. A handoff straight up the middle. Pickup of three on the play. The Midland Warriors hand it off to Alex Cornist. Cornist had a big ball game last week. Rushed for over 100 yards. And that'll bring up second down and 12. Second and 12 coming up on the run support. The Dort College linebacking crew, that was Vasquez, getting credit for the tackle. Swing pass over to Cornus. Cornus to the 40, to the 45, 50. Got to the edge. Cam Petrie trying to slow him down. And Vasquez on the pursuit brings him down. Cam Petrie shaken up on the play. He saved a touchdown by slowing up the receiver. That was Cornus. Cornus brought it up the left sideline all the way into Dort College territory at the 30-yard line. So big pass play that time. A 43-yard pass play by my math. Midland has their first down. And shaken up on the play was Petrie. That will bring Micah Twiddell in now at that far side corner position. And the clock stops as Petrie is attended to. Mike Dayton also in the defensive sack, a secondary for the defenders. Kyle Brummel is on the near side. He's the corner. And you've got Cole McLean stationed at safety as well. Andrew Cameron, quarterback, fakes the handoff inside, throws over the top, and he's got a man open in the end zone and overshot him, incomplete. Slap pattern to the middle. Twiddell was unable to keep up with the receiver for Midland. Pass falls incomplete, though, as the quarterback, Andrew Cameron, led him just a little too far. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Now, these numbers for Midland are a bugger to read. A rounded font. The threes look like eights. The fives looks like sixes, so we'll do our best. Some of it will be by who should be in that position. Andrew Cameron, quarterback, clock stop, second down and 10. He's going to keep it himself, design keeper, and he's drugged down. Short gain on the play. Reaching up and making the stop is Taylor Teal. Teal makes the tackle for the defenders. Taylor, a 6'2", 240-pounder from Tucson, Arizona. Near side defensive end, left side of the Dort College defense. Brings up third down and 7. Midland with the win behind them. Let's see what they do here, if they think four downs or if they go for a shot in the end zone and settle for a field goal. The Dort College defense needs to come up with a play here. Andrew Cameron, the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself again, does Cameron, and Cameron is brought down by Vasquez, slowed down by Vasquez, actually, and eventually brought down by Benoit Harris. Close to a first down. It'll depend on the spot of the football. Right now they mark him short. It'll be fourth down, and it looks like a yard. Fourth down and a yard. This would be a 36-yard field goal. Watching the kickers before the contest with the wind, they were hitting 45-yarders. It appears Midland's going to go for it here. Fourth down and 1. Dort College will bunch the defense up. They've got 4 down linemen, now 5 down linemen, and everybody up front. They hand it off. And on the run support, I don't think he got it. Alex Cornest got the handoff. Dort College daring Midland to throw the football. They brought 10 players up into the box, and they stopped Cornest short of a first down. The initial penetration that time had to be by Ben Byama. Curtis Emery, big nose tackle for the defenders, also in on the penetration that prevents Midland from moving the football. The needed yard for a first down. And with 10:36 left to go in the first quarter, Dort College gets the football back at their own 21-yard line after forcing a turnover on downs. Talen Seaman is the quarterback. Back to pass, and his pass is batted down the defensive end for Midland on the far side. That's broken up by Robert Mays, I believe. 96, the defensive end on the left side of the three-man front for Midland. Mays is a 6'2", 200-pounder. He looks a little taller than that. Nose tackle must be a little shorter. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College sends a man in motion. They hand it off to Pickney. Pickney tries to get to the edge. It's stretched out. He turns upfield, struggles back to within a yard of the line of scrimmage, and that's it. It's going to be third down. And the pursuit that time applied by Rashad Martin, I believe. So third down and long. That's Eric Terrace. Eric Terrace, 6'4", 260-pounder, pursuing on the play as the play got stretched out to the sideline. And Pickney had to pick his poison, and he finally just simply turned upfield and took the loss of a yard rather than running backwards. 9:50 remaining in the first quarter. Seaman is the quarterback. He's got Fennig behind him. Back to pass, Talen Seaman. Pass over the middle is battered into the air. Incomplete, intended for Trey Pickney, but there were three blue jerseys there in Dort College. Fortunate that that ball did not get picked off. Christian Pollution in on the pass breakup for Midland. He got a hand on it, as did Andrew Jenkins, before it fell to the brand new turf here at Heaton Field. Memorial Stadium underwent a significant facelift with the new turf. First time they're playing on it for a varsity contest in terms of Midland football. Bonestro's kick is downed at midfield and into a stiff 10 to 15 mile per hour breeze. Bonestro gets a net of 30, and the defenders are held three plays and out, and the Midland Warriors force Dort College to punt, that time from their own 20-yard line. So Midland will have it, first down and 10 at the 50, 9:32 remaining here in the first quarter. Turn the page and take a look at the Midland offense. Andrew Cameron, Midland with the wind, passing the ball a little bit more than we had anticipated. They go double tight. Football's on the ground, and a struggle for it, and it's covered up, I believe, by Midland. I think the center for the Midland Warriors got back on top of it. He was the first one to realize that the football was loose, along with his quarterback, Cameron. No gain on the play, no loss. Football's right back where it began, resting on the Nordic Warrior at midfield. Midland, a few years ago, when they inherited the Dana student body, if you will, underwent a mascot change, and they went to a Warrior that looks like a Viking. Pass over the middle is complete and short of a first down by a yard. Tackle made by Micah Twiddell on the pass over the middle. Pass completed to Midland's Cale Walker. And Walker is brought down 1 yard shy of the marker. It'll be second down, third down and one. Midland brings in some heft. That'll be Travis Dahl. Dahl comes in. He's a 6'4". 320-pounder. He's on the right side of the line. Let's see if they follow him for a first down. Third down and one here. They're going to run option to the left instead, and falling forward and making a 2 yard pickup on the play is Andrew Cameron. Emery and Byama there for Midland, for Dort College defensively, but not before Andrew Cameron kept it. He had the option to pitch, but kept it himself. Turned it upfield. So Cameron, they bring a new player in for Midland on defense. On offense. That looks like, Cody King, number 14. Now, there are multiple number 14s listed for Midland. That's a backup quarterback, but he's going to line up at a wing. Play action pass. Cameron throws over the middle. Pass is completed down to the 15-yard line, inside the 15, down to the 11. McLean and Twiddell teaming up for the tackle. But a gain of 28 yards on the play, and that'll set up first down and 10 for the Warriors. So two first downs on this drive. They hand it off, and Dort College concentrating on the run. That time there's nothing there for Alex Cornist. Cornist maybe picks up a yard. It's going to be second down and long. Need to get down to the 1 yard line for a first down so they can get a first down without getting into the end zone. Cameron in the shotgun. Back to pass. Slant over the middle is complete. Touchdown. Pass completion to Kyle Morris on a slant over the middle. A 9 yard pass completion, 10 yard pass completion from Cameron to Morris. And Midland is on the board, leading 6-0, pending the point after. 6-0, our score, 7-0-8 left to go, first quarter. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, and Midland leads 7-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this.
God.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 7-0. 7:08 remaining in the first quarter. Midland scores first, and they score on a 50-yard drive. Trey Pickney takes it out from the 5-yard line to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at the 28-yard line. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 28 with 7:01 left play in the first quarter. So Midland gets on the board on their second drive. Their first drive stalled out when they turned it over on downs. Dort College was forced to punt into the wind on their last possession. Midland took it with good field position at midfield, and they marched the needed 50 yards for a touchdown. They went to the air a little bit more. Dort College showing that they're susceptible to the pass here in the early going, at least with Midland with the wind at their back. Seaman pitches over to Pickney. Pickney nothing there. A loss of 4 on the play. Tackle made by Lucas Schwong. And that'll bring up second down and long. They're going to give him forward progress to the 27, so a generous spot, in my opinion. It'll be second down and 12, 6:40 remaining here in the first half, in the first quarter, that is. Midland leads 7-0. 7-0 the score. Seven to nothing our score. Midland with the defense. They've got three down linemen. Dort College with the football. Pistol for Seaman. Seaman hands it off to Fennig. Fennig back to the original line of scrimmage for this drive. It'll be third down and 10. So 2 yard pickup on the play for Daniel Fennig. And it is 7-0. Midland in front. 5:55 left to play. First quarter of play. Third down and 10. Dort College taking their time with the wind blowing in their face, facing third down and 10 here. They're going to milk the clock. 15 seconds on the play clock. Seaman in the pistol. Daniel Fennig is behind him. Slots left and right. So four wide. Seaman rolling right. Still rolling. Plants, throws to the sideline, incomplete. Closest man there was Jason Miller. He was feeling the pressure applied by Eric Terrace. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It is fourth down. Dort College will be forced to punt with 5:26 remaining. They'll be punting from their own 28-yard line. So Dort College, three plays and out. This will be their third punt already. Heath Bonestrow, stationed at the 13-yard line, will get this one away. Return man for Midland at his own 40-yard line. Bonestrow tries to get a running start. It's blocked right into the Midland Warriors rush, and bringing it back for a touchdown is Jacob Butler. Butler had the penetration. Bonestrow tried to get a running start and tried to get one of those sidewinder kicks, and he punted it right into the defensive player, Jacob Butler. Butler on special teams, a junior, returns it for a touchdown. And the Midland Warriors lead 13-0, pending the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Dort College defenders trail 14-0. 14-0 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Heath Bonestrow had his punt blocked. It was returned for a touchdown, and the Midland Warriors will be kicking off. End-over-end kick will drive Pickney through the, back into the end zone, and the football will roll out of the end zone, and a touchback, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Dort College trailing now 14-0. The Midland Warriors, the benefit of a score on special teams. And Dort College needs to bounce back, and they need to sustain a drive here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Talen Seaman in at quarterback. Daniel Fennig is his running back. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig up the middle. I beg your pardon. Fennig got the fake. Instead, it was Seaman running option to the right, and he loses three on the play. It's going to be second down and 13. 5:08 remaining, first quarter. Second and 13. You are listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. This one not starting the way Dort College wanted, obviously. Gave up a 50-yard drive and then gave up a touchdown on special teams on a blocked punt. Four receivers. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman's pass is battered away, incomplete. And it'll bring up third down and 13, and the clock stops. Pass broken up by the Warriors' Troy Rodriguez. Rodriguez making the tackle. And that'll bring up third down, and the clock stops. 4:33 remaining, first quarter of play. Midland in front, 14-0. 14-0 the score. Talen Seaman in the pistol. Fenning is behind him. You've got Caffey in the slot, nearest us. Misdirection. They hand it off to Vandevac. Vandevac, the ball carrier, picks up 8 yards on the play before he's brought down. So Loken Vandevac picks up 8 on the play, and it'll be 3rd down and 5 at their own 30-yard line. North College will be forced to punt. 4:06 left to play in this first quarter. Punt by Bonestrom up into the breeze and did not get much for net on that play. Got away the high punt. Lots of hang time, but ends up being a net of about 13 yards on the play. 3 plays and a punt for the defenders. That will bring Midland out onto the field, and they've got it in good field position. Midland with it at the Dort College 45-yard line. And Midland looking to build on a 14-0 lead here in the first quarter. Andrew Cameron hands it off. And dodging one tackler, but not getting much more is Dalton Jenkins. So Jenkins the ball carrier. I beg your pardon, that's 33, not 13. Dort College trailing 14-0. It's 2nd down and 7. Midland in front, 14-0. Cameron, the quarterback, got it at the Dort College 43-yard line. Misdirection and on the sweep. Midland Warriors, not much there. And coming up on the run support was McLean. McLean makes the tackle. Play got stretched out by Cam Petrie. And that'll bring up 3rd down and 6 at the Dort College 41-yard line. 3rd down and 6 at the 41. Third down and 6 at the 41-yard line. Midland Warriors are going to call for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. 3rd down and 6 for Midland in Dort College territory. Play action pass. Pass over the middle. And it's complete to the 33-yard line and up for a first down. And the Midland Warriors continue their drive. Tackle for the defenders made by Micah Twiddell and McLean there on the coverage as well, but not before Midland picks up a first down. Midland having success through the air this afternoon, leading 14-0 and threatening. Back to pass, a pass in the flat. Vinoy Harris there on the coverage, a loss on the play. Pass completed to Jake Butler. Butler had the play on special teams. Returned to block punt for a touchdown moments ago to give Midland a 14-0 lead. And that'll bring up 2nd down and long. 1:55 and counting, first quarter. Dort College leading 14, trailing 14-0. Midland facing 2nd down and long. They've got the wind at their back. 2 receivers off to the left. Now they will go through a formation change. Under center is Cameron. Cameron turns, hands, gives it off to Alex Cornest. Cornest, a gain of 9 on the play, brings it to a manageable 3rd down and 4. Well, they're going to mark him just short of the 33-yard line. So 3rd down and 5 on the way for Midland with 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. So Midland facing 3rd down and 5. Shotgun for Andrew Cameron. Cameron awaiting the snap. 3-man front for the defenders, trying to apply pressure. Pump fake, pass into the end zone, and it's complete. Well, now just shy of the end zone. Led him just a little bit too much, did Cameron. He's down at the 1-yard line. Micah Twiddell on the coverage. Kyle Morris on the receiving end. It'll be 1st down and goal to go for Midland with under a minute left to play in the first quarter, leading 14-0. They take the hand, the snap, and the quarterback keeper, Andrew Cameron's into the end zone, touchdown, and Midland leads 20-0 with a point after on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Snap is down, kick is up, kick is good. Midland leads 21-0, 40 seconds left to go, first quarter. Midland leading 21-0. Great pick, Deering. Ball off the hands on the 21-yard line and driven out of bounds. At the 27-yard line, College will start first down and 10 at their own 27-yard line. They'll have to snap the football once, probably let the clock run out and get the wind at their back, trailing 21-0. 21-0 our score. York College defenders with it first down and 10. Seaman and the pistol. Rockland mount to the near side. And they send Pickney in motion. They hand it off to Pickney. Pickney on the sweep. He gets around the corner to the 30, 31-yard line. And he is brought down by a couple of Midland tacklers. That'll be the end of the first quarter, I believe. Josh Seiler on the tackle along with Christian Pollution. Play clock stands at 26. Game clock is at 13. North College, I would think, will let the clock run out and get the wind at their back. Football at the 31-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage. 2 seconds left. One. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Midland 21, North College 0. Back with the second quarter of play. Right after this. Second down and 6 for the defenders. They've got the wind at their back now, trailing 21-0. Midland, a couple of drives and a special teams touchdown. All that adding up to a 21-0 lead. Seaman in the pistol. He's going to run option to the right. Keeps it himself, turns up field, makes it back to the line of scrimmage, plus a couple of yards. It's going to be third down and 3. Third down and 3 for the defenders at their own 34-yard line. Need to get to the 42-yard line for a first down. So North College trying to extend this drive. They have not picked up a first down yet this afternoon. They've been moving into the wind through the first quarter of play and have been unable to sustain a drive. To the near side is Miller. And Seaman is the quarterback. He's got Fennig behind him. Hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig's going to be short of the first down by, looks like, a yard. It's going to be fourth down. No, they're going to give him a generous spot out to the 43-yard line, or nearly the 43-yard line, or pardon me, the 37-yard line to the 38. Need a transition there, and the first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 37-yard line. So they get enough for a first down. 13:55 left to play in the first half. First quarter stats, North College outgained 146-14. Midland 838. In terms of ball possession, pass completed to Pickney. No, dropped it at the Midland 35-yard line. Cut inside, the cornerback who was covering him, safety, was coming over on the help. And Pickney, unable to hang on to it. That will bring up second down, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. Second down and 10, 13:37 remaining. Riley Sharper, the center. Sharper ready for the snap back to Taylen Seaman. Seaman's going to keep it himself. Looks to pitch. Now keeps it. He's to the 45, to the 50, into Midland territory, down to the 42-yard line before he's brought down by three Midland tacklers. And the North College defenders have another first down. And the Midland Warriors giving up yards grudgingly. North College into Midland territory for the first time this afternoon. Football is at the Midland 42-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. So first down and 10 for the defenders at the 42. Seaman that time ran the option, kept it himself, had a seam, and was able to pick up the first down. He's got Fennig behind him. Seaman, nobody home, and they were going to run the option to the left by Seaman. Fennig went right. Not sure where the miscommunication, who was at fault, but it ends up as a minus 5 yards is the end result. It'll be second down and 15. Second and 15. So second down, 15 yards to go. 12:30 and counting. And Seaman hands it off to Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier, and Fennig not much there. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. It's going to be third down and 15. Third and 15. And the Midland Warriors trying to force North College to punt. Come up with a stop here. So third down and long, 11:55 and counting. First half of play, Midland leads 21-0. North College breaks their huddle. They take a little extra time in the huddle, trying to milk the clock. Seaman in the pistol, send a man in motion. Fake the handoff to Fennig on the dive, keeps it himself, and he pitches to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, and Pickney makes it down to the 30-yard line, or very near the 30-yard line. Picks up enough for a first down. On the late pitch by Seaman. Seaman got the football to Pickney. Pickney was able to carry it the rest of the way down to the Midland 31-yard line. And North College in Midland territory and moving. Third first down of this drive for the defenders. North College stretching this drive out. And they've converted on a couple of third down plays. North College now into four down territory, I would imagine. Can think about it and trying to get those 10-yard increments in four plays instead. Pass completed to Miller. Miller, the ball carrier to the 20, down to the 15, and inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. A 17-yard pass completion. Seaman kept the play alive and then threw it over to Miller. Miller on the reception. Jason Miller, a 6'1", 180-pound sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan. And the North College defenders have it first down and 10 at the Midland 15-yard line. Timeout on the field, charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College putting together a drive. Here to start the second quarter of play, trailing 21-0. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line. North College with a football. Trailing 21-0, but threatening. They send Pickney in motion. They fake the handoff to Pickney, keeping it himself as Seaman. Seaman up the middle, and he brings it down to the 7-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. Tackle made by Blaine Meyer for the Midland Warriors. And that will bring up second down and 3. So a gain of 7 on the play for Seaman. Talen Seaman got the starting nod today at quarterback, 6'1", 190-pounder. He's from Big Bear, California. Takes the snap, hands it off, and trips up his own teammate, Ken Lewis. Lewis, on that play where they sent a man in motion, got the handoff from Seaman, but they got their feet tangled up. And Lewis brought down on the play, or stumbles and falls. A loss of 3 on the play. It's third down and 6. North College needs to make the 5-yard line. They're at the 11. Trailing 21-0, 9:40 remaining, first half. Brocklin Mao splits off wide to the right. So Talen Seaman in the pistol. Seaman turns it upfield. Close to a first down, but we've got multiple flags on the play, and I would imagine this one's coming back. Judging by the location, Dort College is probably going to get caught for a hold. Flag is thrown at the 10-yard line. Both flags came out at the same time. Unfortunately, Talen Seaman had enough for the first down. Was helped out by that block on the near side, though, and that's going to push Dort College back to their back to the 21-yard line. So now they are facing third down and 16. Don't need it all on this play for Dort College. You can think about it in terms of two plays to get 16 yards. 9:15 and counting. First half, Dort College trails 21-0. Midland a couple of drives for touchdowns. And a blocked punt return for a touchdown. Seaman in the pistol. Fennig gets the draw play. Dan Fennig, the ball carrier, to the 15. Dodges a tackler inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line before he stumbles and falls. So Dan Fennig tackled on the play by Brock Dunn. Brock Dunn making the stop. It's going to be fourth down. They mark his knee down at the 9-yard line. It's fourth down and four. Fourth down and 4 yards to go. 8:28 left to play in the first half. Talen Seaman, the quarterback. Lewis is to the left along with Mao. To the right, Miller and Pickney. Fourth down and four. Dort College needs to get to the 5 for a first down. Seaman calls his own number. Knees brought down after a 1 yard gain on the play. Unable to pick up the needed 4 yards for the first down. And that is jammed up in the middle by Robert Mays. And Dort College turns it over on downs. So Dort College takes the football from their own 27 to the Midland 9-yard line. But turn it over on a drive that started late in the first quarter. 34 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Dort College took over at their own 27-yard line. But they come away empty. It will be first down and 10 for Midland at their own 7-yard line. And for the first time this afternoon, Midland's offense will be running into the wind. Andrew Cameron, the quarterback. Alex Cornist in the backfield with him. Let's see if they go to the run game more. They went to the pass game with the wind at their back in the first quarter. Dort College's defense has been on the sideline for a while. Cornist hits the carry. Vinoy Harris brings him down at the 15-yard line. Inside yardage for Cornus that time. Midland trying to pick up the tempo offensively. Second down and 3. Gain of 7 on the play for Cornus. Cornus now stationed to the left of his quarterback Cameron. Gets the handoff. He's still on his feet and out to the 17-yard line. Ben Byama making the tackle for the defenders. I believe Curtis Emery. No, that's Benoit Harris again coming up off of the bottom of the pile. But not before Midland picks up a first down. 7:30 remaining, first half. Midland 21, Dort College 0. Back to pass. They pass over them in the middle. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Cale Walker. Closest man there was Micah Twiddell. Micah Twiddell was there on the coverage. It was in out of the hands of Cale Walker. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. That brings up second down and 10. Second and 10. Cameron is the quarterback. Looks right. Pass is completed to Walker. Short gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 9. Tackle made by Dort College's Jeff Granstra. Granstra, freshman. Outside linebacker for the defenders in their 3-4 set. And Leonard Manuel will check into the contest. Taylor Teal checks out. Leonard's nursing a sore ankle most of the week. Game time decision went through his warm-ups. Didn't know if we would see him or not. And we do see him for the first time this afternoon, number 8, lining up at the left defensive end. Curtis Emery is the nose tackle. Snap back to Cameron. Cameron under pressure, and Bayama brings him down. Ben Bayama comes in, gets the quarterback sack of Andrew Cameron, and the North College defense holds. Loss on the play, back to the 15-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down and 14. And with 6:12 remaining, Midland is forced to punt into the wind. Trey Pickney back near midfield for the defenders. Midland Warriors with 10 on the field. They've got time. The play clock at 7 now. They've got all 11 accounted for. And they're punting from their own 14-yard line. Kick is up into the wind, and that's going to take a North College bounce at the 30-yard line, and that is where Midland will down it at the 31. So Midland, three plays and out. And the North College defenders will take over with 5:40 remaining in the half. Let's see if North College can get one in here at the end of the first half. Trailing 21 to nothing are the defenders. So North College with it at the 31. Midland 31-yard line. And the pistol. Seaman, they send a man in motion. Hand it off to Vandevac. Vandevac, the ball carrier. Vandevac down to the 25-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be second down and 4. .523 and counting. Taylen Seaman gets the play from the sideline, facing second down and 3. So a 7-yard pickup on the play for the junior running back from Orange City. Vandevac spelling Dan Fenig on this series. Got Mao to the right, Miller to the left. They send a man in motion, fake the handoff. Seaman keeps it himself, pitches over to Caffey. Caffey, the ball carry. Caffey, a first down, and then forced out of bounds inside the 20, down to the 16. So Seaman able to run the option. Seaman giving Dort College manufacturing some yards here as he pitched it. They fake the handoff to Pickney going in motion. They pitch it to Caffey, and Xavier Caffey, the ball carrier. Xavier is a 5'6", 160-pounder from Lancaster, Texas. He wears number 5. So Taylen Seaman with a football. Hands it off to Pickney. Pickney trying to get to the edge. A lot of blue jersey, and the football comes out. The football pops loose as Trey Pickney was trying to get some extra yardage. Midland covers it up, and their defense comes up with a turnover. And the Midland Warriors will have it first down and 10 at their own 8-yard line. 4:18 left to play in the first half. Midland dodges another bullet. North College has had 2 drives deep into Midland territory. Both times they've come up empty. Once was a turnover on downs. The second foray into Midland territory ends with a fumble. Pickney had the football inside the 10-yard line. And the ball came out as it was poked free. And Midland now has it first down and 10 at their own 9-yard line. First down and 10 for the Warriors. Keeping it as Cameron. No, he handed it off to Cornist. And Cornist is wrestled out of bounds. McLean makes the tackle. Gain of 6 on the play. That'll bring up second down and 4. 4:08 left to play in this half. Midland 21, North College 0. .23 our score. Back to pass. Pass is incomplete. Intended it's It's intended for Cale Walker. Walker, near side wideout. And with 3:45 left to play in the half, Midland in danger of being forced to punt the football to Dort College again. And both teams, when they've had the wind at their back, have been able to put together some offense. Into the wind, a far different story. Cameron, the quarterback. He's in the shotgun, back to pass. Plants, throws to the right, pass is complete. And for the Midland Warriors, they extend the drive. Cody King on the reception, out to the 24-yard line. So the Midland Warriors extend the drive with 3:30 left to play in the half. Another first down or two, I would think they might open things up, but right now they might be content to just play keep away, keep the football away from the defenders facing the wind. Midland leads 21-0. Cameron hands it off, and the ball carrier is Andre Jenkins, I believe. That's Vaughn Smith. Vaughn Smith with the carry. Dort College making the tackle was Cam Petrie. Petrie, the cornerback, stops him after a 5-yard gain on the play. Second down and 5, 2:45 left to go in the half. Cameron in the shotgun, back to pass. Pass to the sideline is complete, and forced out of bounds is Midland's Kyle Morris. On the coverage for the defenders is Cam Petrie. Petrie shaken up early in this ballgame, returning to action, but he comes up really sluggish. First down to the 36-yard line of Midland, so they're in their own territory yet here. First down and 10 at their own 36, 2:20 and counting, first half. 21-0 Midland with two extended drives and a punt block for a touchdown. Three down linemen for the defenders. They bring a linebacker up to the right side. Football is loose, and Cameron falls on top of it. A loss on the play of 4 yards. And now for Dort College, you face the quandary. You've got three timeouts remaining. Do you call a timeout here? Give your offense some time to work with on the clock. It's second down and 13. Second down and 13, 1:40 remaining. First half, Dort College trailing 21-0. Cameron, the quarterback. Three down linemen again for the defenders. Hands it off to Cornist, and Cornist is tripped up on the play near the original line of scrimmage for this drive. And with 1:21 left, Dort College will keep their timeouts. Midland can take the clock down to the about the 45-second mark before they snap the football. Facing third down and 11 here into the wind. Taking the snap and the shotgun, back to pass is Cameron. Cameron's going to air it out, and the pass is incomplete, intended for Cale Walker. That'll stop the clock. Dort College doesn't have to use a timeout. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 11 with 53 seconds remaining in this half. Midland 21, Dort College 0. Trey Pickney back at his 30-yard line. Midland punting from their own 35. They're into the wind. Let's see if they try to get away a line drive. And this time a low end-over-end kick. Football takes a bounce for Midland at the 40-yard line. This will be downed at the 33. And with 43 seconds remaining in the half, Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Dort College has all three of their timeouts remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722 2-3-1-3. Seaman sends Pickney in motion. Back to pass, Seaman. Seaman looks over the middle. He's going to air it out. He's got Miller, and Miller is tripped up on the play. And no flag on the play. He and Andre Jenkins, Miller and Jenkins, step for step. And Miller got tripped up and fell to the ground. And that'll bring up second down and 10. So in the estimation of the back judge, not enough comment, contact there to warrant a flag. Loken Vandevecht, I believe, in at running back again for the defenders. Nope, that's Fennig. Seaman will keep it himself. He's to the 35-yard line, 36. Picks up 4 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and long. 23 seconds remaining. York College enough time to take one shot down the field, and that's it. They will go into the locker room. They will not use any of their timeouts here in the first half. I thought maybe they would try to prolong the half, give their offense a few more plays, and now York College will use a timeout with 7 seconds left to play in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. York College calls a timeout, their first of the first half, trailing 21-0, 7 seconds remaining in the first half. Seaman takes the snap, back to pass, and he's going to be brought down, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. Midland 21, York College 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Midland Warriors at halftime, 21-0. Game could be a little closer as Dort College failed to convert on a couple of drives, and the Midland Warriors basically played keep away in the second quarter. Held on to the football just long enough to keep Dort College at bay, and Dort College saw two drives stall out in the second quarter, deep in Midland territory. Once they turned it over on downs, the other time Trey Pickney trying for a little extra yardage had the football pop free, and the defenders trail 21-0 at the intermission. We've got scores from around the Great Plains Athletic Conference coming up at halftime. Also take a look at the halftime numbers. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday. Thank you. They're open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4, 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasick, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the first half numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers from the first half of play. Let's go over the scoring drives first of all. For Midland, they scored with 7:08 left to go in the first half on a 9-yard pass play from Cameron to Kyle Morris. That capped a 6-play, 50-yard drive, took 2:24 off the clock, 7-0 after the point after. 5:21 left to go in the first quarter. Jacob Butler blocked a punt, returned it for a touchdown to make it 14-0. And then with 40 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Midland got a run play from Andrew Cameron, made it 21-0. That capped a 7-play, 45-yard drive. For the Dort College defenders, they drove deep into Midland territory twice. The first drive ended after Dort College took it from their own 27 down inside the 5, or pardon me, inside the 10, eventually turned it over on downs. Second time, Dort College got a short punt from Midland. moved the football inside the 20, and this time had a fumble near the 10-yard line as Trey Pickney tried for some extra yards and had it poked loose, and the Dort College defenders trail 21-0 at halftime. Midland 9 first downs in the first half, Dort College 5. Dort College 94 yards on the ground on 24 carries. Midland 36 yards on 18 carries. Midland 142 yards passing. Dort College 16. Dort College 1 of 7 through the air. Midland 10 of 14. All totaled 178 yards of offense for Midland, 110 for Dort College. Dort College had 4 punts for an 18.8 average. Midland 2 punts for 24. Oddly enough, all 6 punts this afternoon came into the wind. Dort College had the football for 15-14 in the first half. Midland had it for 14-39. Dort College 2 of 8 on third down conversions. Midland 4 of 7. Both teams tried to convert a fourth down play. Neither one converted. Cole McLean leads Dort College with 5 solo and 1 assisted tackle. He's your safety. That is not a good sign. Micah Twiddell, 3 solo, 1 assist. Benoit Harris, 2 solos, 1 assist, and a tackle for a loss. And Alex Vasquez, a solo and 3 assisted stops. Lucas Shawang has 3 solo tackles and 2 assisted stops. He also has 2 tackles for a loss. Brock Dunn has 2 solos and 2 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's 21-0. Back with a rundown of the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard right after this. Scores from around the conference, either at halftime or near halftime. Hastings over Concordia 27-6. Northwestern leads Doan 10-0. Morningside 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 12. Dakota Wesleyan 13, Briarcliff 6. And the game you're listening to, Midland over Dort College 21-0. This is the conference opener, or the conference opening weekend for all teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort College defenders opening their year last week as they faced Dakota State and lost to the Trojans in Sioux Center 41-7. Next week, Dort College on the road as they face the Morningside Mustangs. Midland is at Concordia next week. Hastings is at Doan. Northwestern's at Dakota Wesleyan. And Nebraska Wesleyan visits Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing 21-0. Also happening on the Dort College campus this weekend, the Dort College soccer teams hosting Clark University. That's a university out of Dubuque, Iowa. That's happening on the soccer pitch in Sioux Center. Dort College men try to remain unbeaten. Dort College women try to move to 3-1. The Dort College volleyball team opening Great Plains Athletic Conference play later today as well. The defenders will be hosting Briarcliff. 3:30 start time for the junior varsity and a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity match. You can view and hear that match via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. John Slagers will be providing the play-by-play of that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's coming up this week on KDCR. Right after this, this is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Coming up this week, Dort College Volleyball on KDCR Wednesday evening as the defenders travel to Morningside and Sioux City for a Great Plains Athletic Conference match. next Saturday back on the road with the Defender football team as they travel the Morningside to take on the Mustangs. North College Soccer is at home next Saturday as well as they play a couple of contests. And don't think we're to the start of the conference season yet. They play Jamestown next Saturday. Conference opener begins the gets the going the following week. And North College will be on the road for soccer that week. North College's next home football game is 2 weeks from today when they travel to Briarcliff to take on the, they're at home with the Briarcliff Chargers at Open Space Park for a 1 o'clock kickoff. So that's what's coming up this week on KDCR in terms of our North College athletic broadcast. Let's take another break and we'll be back with the start of the second half right after this. This is North College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service, and by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. High end over end kick taken by Midland at the goal line, and it goes in and out of the hands of the Midland return man. And it'll be Dort College playing defense as Dalton Jenkins lets it bounce out of the back of the end zone. Midland will take it first down and 10. At their own 25-yard line on the touchback. 21-0, Midland in front. Midland starts the second half, moving into the wind. So we start the contest the way we, or I should say, we start the second half how we ended the first half, and that is with Midland moving from right to left or from north to south into that south breeze that's at game time was at 10 to 15 miles per hour. That was at kickoff. Andrew Cameron is the quarterback. Let's see if Midland opens it up into the wind or if they stay on the ground and play more conservatively. They start off with a handoff up the middle and the tackle for the North College defenders, JT Texera. Texera makes the tackle. Short gain on the play for Midland and Alex Cornist. And that'll bring up second down and 8. Gain of 2. Midland in front 21-0. 21-0, our score. North College, their three down linemen, Teal back in at the left defensive end. Bima's at the right side. Swing pass and submarine by Texera. Texera makes the play on the swing pass over to Cornist at the 29-yard line. That is a loss of a couple of yards on the play. And that'll bring up third down and 11. Third down and 11. Football at the 24-yard line. Curtis Emery is at the nose for the defenders. Benoit Harris in the middle of the Dort College linebacking core. Alex Vasquez also there. Matt Elbert lining up on the near side outside linebacker spot. He creeps up to the line of scrimmage. Back to pass is Cameron. Cameron looks, throws, passes completed to the 40-yard line, gets away from the tackle of Twaddell. And he's into Dort College territory for a first down before he's brought down by Matt Elbert. Pass completion to Cale Walker on the near side. And he shook free from Micah Twaddell's tackle. And he picks up 27 yards on that pass completion. Down into Dort College territory at the 48-yard line. First down and 10 for the Warriors. 13:25 left to play third period. Midland with a 21-0 lead to work with. They hand it off to Cornist. Cornist on the right edge. Tackled, solo tackled. On the stop was McLean. McLean coming up from his safety, making the tackle on run support as the play got stretched out to the sideline. That'll bring up second down and 9, a gain of 1 on the play for Cornist. So Dort College brings their three-man front. James Vanderskaff now lining up at linebacker for the defenders on the near side. Creeps up to the line of scrimmage. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Pass by Cameron is complete down to the 10-yard line. Pass completed to Kyle Morris down to the 10, a 37-yard pass play. And the Warriors have it first down and goal to go right at the 10-yard stripe. They cannot get a first down without getting into the end zone. First down, goal to go for Midland. They hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Cameron is the quarterback. Swings it left side. One-on-one coverage. And the tackle made at the 5-yard line. Cody King on the receiving end. McLean makes the tackle coming across the field to make the stop. And that'll bring up second down and goal to go. They mark him at the 6-yard line. 12:05 left to play. Midland moving into the wind to start the second half of play, leading 21-0 and looking to build on the lead. Now you've got the back set on the right side. Under center is Cameron. Cameron hands it off to Cornist. Cornist weaving his way inside the tackles, down inside the 5, into the end zone, waiting for the signal. And Midland, the far side line judge will say, he was down just outside the end zone. Midland wanted the touchdown. That'll bring up third down and less than a yard to go inside the 1-yard line. And Dort College is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the field. Back with more after this. Midland is close to the end zone as you can get without being in the end zone. They hand it off to Cornus. The ball's loose. It's still loose. And I think Midland got on top of it, but they did not get into the end zone. Cornist wrestling for the football along with Andrew Cameron. They lost yardage on the play. It's going to be fourth down and goal to go, this time from the 1-yard line for Midland. Dort College's defense trying to come up with a stop at the goal line. And we've got a flag on the play. It looks like Midland moved on the left offensive, the left side of the offensive line. So a 5-yard penalty on the play. That'll set up fourth down and goal to go from the 6. And I'm not so sure that that doesn't benefit Midland because they've got a little more room to work with. They send a receiver right. That's Walker. We'll keep our eye on him. And Midland's going to call the timeout. Timeout on the field. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Bedingfield Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Fourth down, goal to go at the 6-yard line. Cameron in the shotgun. It's a full house backfield. He fakes the handoff. Leonard Manuel chasing him. Pass is complete, but short of the goal line by 3 yards. On the pass completion to Alex Cornist, and the Dort College defense holds. Getting the stop. Well, Dort College didn't have to get the stop as Cornist stumbled and fell. Credit Leonard Manuel with applying the pressure that flushed the quarterback Cameron and made him hurry his throw, and the timing just off a little bit for Midland, and they're unable to convert deep in Dort College territory. Dort College with a football, and they take over first down and 10 at their own 3-yard line. Not an enviable position here for the Defender offense, trailing 21-0. 97 yards in front of them. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig with the carry picks up 3 on the play. It's second down and 7. 10:30 left to play. Third quarter of action. Midland 21, Dort College 0. The Midland Warriors, 3 first quarter touchdowns, and in fact they scored all 3 of those touchdowns in the span of 6.5 minutes. They scored their first touchdown with 7:08 left to play in the first quarter. They scored their last touchdown with 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. Seaman keeps it himself, and he's back to the line of scrimmage, but we've got a flag on the far side. We're going to have a false start on the defenders, a procedure penalty, I believe. Flag was dropped at the line of scrimmage. So the Dort College defenders flagged for an illegal formation. And the Dort College defenders will face third down now as Midland elects to take the play. And Dort College facing third down and 6. Dort College, we'll see if they pass here. You've got Rockland Mao, who will split off to the right. Jason Miller to the left. You've got Xavier Caffey at a wing. Trey Pickney is also at a wing. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier, and looked like Fennig might have a little room to work, but he gets closed up pretty quickly. Gains one on the play. It's going to be fourth down, and Dort College is forced to punt. For the first time this afternoon, we will see a punter punting with the wind. 9:15 left to play in the third quarter. Dort College trailing 21 to nothing. Heath Bonestrom will be punting from his end zone. Football's at the 8-yard line. Return man for Midland at the 45. Bonestrow standing squarely in the middle of the end zone. Gets it away. Spiraling kick. That'll take a Dort College bounce near midfield and goes out of bounds in Midland territory at the 47. Change of possession. It'll be Midland football. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland in front. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Midland with a football. Send a man in motion, and now we've got a flag thrown before the snap. That's going to be against Midland. I think that's going to be a false start. False start on the offense. Jack Newell, a little too eager. And that'll bring up first down and 15. 8:42 left to play in the third quarter. Football game has moved right along after Midland got the lead. They were happy to milk the clock in the second quarter. They marched the football into Dort College territory to start the second half, but came away with nothing. Now they've got it with decent field position again. Facing first down and 15, and not much there. They hand it off, and nothing there. Ben Bima is there for the tackle. So Bima makes the stop. It's going to be second down and 15. Second and 15. It was not Cornish who got the call that time. To the near side is Cale Walker. Tudel tasked with keeping up with him. Second down and long. Back to pass is Cameron. Pass is tipped and falls incomplete. That time Twiddell knocks it away. Dort College defense also there on the breakup was Marquise Goodman. Goodman jarring Walker as he went up for that pass completion. Falls incomplete. Brings up third down and 16. The clock stops. Midland has used up one timeout already in this half, as is Dort College. Clock stops with 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Three receivers set to the left. Cameron takes the snap, back to pass. Bima applying pressure. Pass is incomplete. intended for Midland's Cody King. And that'll bring up fourth down and long, and the Dort College defense gets a stop. So Dort College's Trey Pickney will station himself at his own 25-yard line. Midland Warriors will punt this from their own 41-yard line. And the snap back to the punter, gets it away. Pickney calls for the fair catch at the 33-yard line. And that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 33. A net of 26 yards on the play. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 33, trailing 21 to nothing. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. We're going to punt this again. A penalty against the Warriors. A 10-yard penalty, so it must have been a hold. 7:49 left to play in the third quarter. Dort College, we'll see if they get, if this plays out to Dort College's advantage. Punting from their own 31 now is Midland. And the punt is, well, takes a Midland bounce at the 45-yard line of the defenders. Bounces to the 39. Dort College ends up netting 8 yards after that penalty. Rather than the 41, rather than the 33. Well, that's how good my math is today. It's a 6-yard difference. Rather than having it at the 33, they've got it at the 39. 7:40 left to play, third period. Now Dort College will send the offense onto the field. Vandevecht is back in at running back. Pickney is in the slot to the right, and not very sharp offensively for either team. Dort College had movement on the near side. Looked like the right guard for the defenders came up out of his stance. That's Jacob Cook. Cook, a freshman out of Council Bluffs, came up out of his stance. Football at the 34-yard line, first down and 15. Dan Fenn again now at running back for the defenders. Caffey in motion. Pass intended over the middle for Trey Pickney. Falls incomplete. Midland's Andrew Jenkins was there on the coverage. Not much room to work with there. And Pickney will trot back to the huddle. It's second down and 15. Second and 15. Dort College trailing 21-0. Our score. So 21-0 our score. Send a man in motion. Seaman's going to keep it himself. Tries to turn the corner, and there's nothing there. Makes it back to the line of scrimmage, and he is stopped cold. It's going to be third down and 15. Seaman that time leading with his left shoulder. And there was not much there as Seaman tried to turn it upfield. Third down and 15. Third down and 15 for the defenders. 7 minutes remaining. Third quarter of action. Dort College trails 21-0. Seaman in quarterback, in as the quarterback for the defenders. He started the game today. Caffey is to the right side in the slot. Pickney to the left. Miller is on the far side. Looking left is Seaman. Seaman is going to be thrown for a loss. A quarterback sack resulting in a loss of 9 yards on the play. Dort College will be forced to punt from their own 25, facing fourth down and 23. Fourth and 23 for the defenders. Bonestro will punt. Gets it away. High wobbling kick. Fair catch called for at the 29-yard line. And that is where Midland will take over, first down and 10. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC. Midland. Back to pass. Cameron. Cameron's pass is picked off. Taken away by Texer at the 35. He's to the 30, to the 25, and drug down at the 25-yard line of the Dort College defense, forces the turnover. JT Texera dropping back in coverage. The linebacker from Manteca, California, comes away with the interception, returns it to the 25, and the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 at the Midland 25-yard line. 5:55 left to play, third quarter. Midland 21, Dort College 0. So let's see if Dort College can get a little life injected into them offensively. Taylor Seaman in the pistol. He's got Fennig behind him. Send Pickney in motion. Pickney on the reverse. And he is downed as he tried to pitch it back to Taylor Seaman. And that is a loss of five on the play. Dort College has to come up with a variance off of that where the slot receiver goes in motion. The Dort College defenders now facing second down and 15. 5:28 left to go. Third quarter. When Pickney goes in motion, more often than not, he's going to get the football on almost an end around. A sweep. This time they send Caffey in motion. This time Caffey trying to find some room to work in. He's going to turn it upfield and pick up 5 yards when I didn't think he had a chance of picking up any. So a 5-yard pickup on the play for Xavier Caffey. And that'll bring up third down and 10 as he struggles back to the original line of scrimmage, and someone got their legs taken out from under them on the far sideline. That was I don't know if it was a cameraman or someone got knocked down on the 20-yard line on the far side, and that's not a player or coach the way it looks to me. Might be a member of the media. Third down and 10 for the defenders at the 25-yard line, four down territory, I would think. They fake the handoff to Fennig, keeping it as Seaman. Seaman brought down at the line of scrimmage, nothing there. That'll bring up fourth down and a long 10. And we'll see what the Dort College defenders elect to do here. Trailing 21-0 with 4:35 left to go in the third period. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College facing fourth down and long, and they'll go for it here. May as well, down three scores. Be a long field goal try, 42 yards. Back to pass to Seaman. Seaman rolling right. Pass against the grain and falls incomplete at the 5-yard line. Intended receiver was Trey Pickney. There were three blue shirts right there. And that'll bring up, well, that'll be a turnover on downs. And the Midland Warriors will take over first down and 10 at their own 26-yard line. 21-0 our score. 4:02 left to play, third quarter of action. Dort College's drive stalls out without moving it. JT Texera had the interception, set up the possession for the defenders. But the drive stalls where it started. And the Midland Warriors still with that three-score cushion that dates back to the end of the first quarter. 21-0. Midland with the football. Cameron has one set back with him. Two receivers set to the left. Cameron's going to run option. And he loses the football, and Dort College gets it back again. Dort College picking it up is Cam Petrie. Cam comes away with the fumble recovery as Cameron tried to run the option, and the Dort College defense comes away with its second turnover in as many plays. Well, the defenders have had opportunities this afternoon. They just haven't converted. And now they've got it first down and 10 at the Midland 30. The Midland defense trying to keep the shutout intact. Dort College trying to get that goose egg off of the board. They send Pickney in motion. Seaman, the ball carrier, picks up five on the play, but this one's going to come back. I believe we're going to have a hold. For the time being, it's a five-yard pickup for the quarterback, Taylen Seaman. A chop block called against the Dort College defenders. And I believe they identified Riley Sharper and Dylan Stevens for that infraction. That is a 15-yard penalty. And sets up first down and 25. So first down and 25 for the defenders as they don't do themselves any favors on that play. Had it at the 30, now they've got it at the 45-yard line. Taylen Seaman back to pass on the play action. Swings it over to Caffey and overshoots Caffey on the near side. And Caffey had some room to work if he gets that pass completion, but Seaman just a little bit too much air under it. Brings up second down and 25. 3:22 remaining here in the third period. Midland 21, Dort College 0. Midland scored all three of their touchdowns late in the first period, and since then both teams' offenses have struggled in the opponent's territory. Midland had it first and goal, actually had it fourth and goal, unable to convert. Seaman pass intended for Fennig is deflected and nearly picked off, but it falls incomplete. That'll bring up third down and 25 with 3:16 left to play in the third period. Third down and 25. Dort College has it at the Midland 45-yard line. Daniel Fennig is in the backfield. Two receivers right and left. You've got Miller and Caffey to the near side. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman is going to be dropped for a sack. A loss of four on the play. And a drive that started at the 30. Ends at the 49. So a four-yard loss on the play. And Dort College is forced to punt. So the Midland defense, with the help of a Dort College 15-yard penalty, forces the defenders back near midfield. Now Bonestrow will put up a high hanger, and a fair catch called for inside the 10 at the 8-yard line. So a net of 41 yards on the play. And the Midland Warriors will take over first down and 10 inside the 10. 2:38 left to play, third period. Dort College with their defense on the field. James Vanderscaff in at a linebacker along with Harris, Vasquez, and Granstra. The front three are Bayama, Emery, and Teal. The corners are Petrie and Twiddell. And the safeties are Mike Dayton and Cole McLean. Inside handoff to Alex Cornist. Cornist dropped after a four-yard pickup on the play. Grandstrand on the tackle for the defenders along with Emery. That'll bring up second down and five. So a five-yard gain on the play for Cornist. Cornist, his yards hard-earned today. Cameron, the quarterback. Three receivers set to the left. Fakes the, he does give it off to Cornist. Cornist out near the 20-yard line and then stood up and driven backwards. Vasquez on the tackle for the defenders. And that'll be a gain of four on the play. It's third down and one. Spot here for the defenders to make a stop and get the football back. North College brings their short yardage defense on the field. Brian Bowman comes on. 6'4", 290. 5'11", 245. He's going to try to plug things up the middle. Third down and one. They hand it off to Cornist. Cornist, the ball carrier. Second effort gets him to the 25-yard line, and that's enough for a first down. He was tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but then his second effort got him to the 25. Tackle made by Dayton, coming up from his safety position. 1:17 left to play in the third quarter. Midland with a football in their own territory, a drive that started at their own nine. Miscommunication in the backfield, and Cameron will keep it himself. Vasquez on the tackle along with JT Texera. That'll bring up second down and 12, a loss of two on the play for the quarterback, Andrew Cameron. Second down and long. Football is now at the 18-yard line. 35 seconds left to play in the quarter. 15 on the play clock. North College shifting their defense. Hand off to Cornist. Cornist, nothing there, and he is leveled by Vinoy Harris. Vinoy Harris in on the stop, and also there for the defenders was Nick Payton. And that will mark the end of the third quarter coming up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this.
It's supposed to be the best 4 years of your life. So choosing college is a huge deal. You want to make lifelong friends, to learn from great professors, to explore new things, and ultimately to discover God's true purpose for your life and work. You can do all that right here, because that's how we do college at Dort. Find out more at howwedocollege.com.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Got to go back and tell you that on some of those run plays, I was crediting to Alex Cornist on that drive. It's actually Jake Butler in at running back for the Warriors. Warriors face now third down and 10. In Sioux Center, Dort College women's soccer victorious. They defeat Clark 2-0. And back to pass is Cameron. Cameron rolling right, looking down the field, and the pass is incomplete. Coverage by McLean on the pass intended for number 14, Cody King. That'll stop the clock, and the defenders will have it first. Will get it back as Midland will be punting with the wind. So Midland with the wind here in the fourth quarter. And the Midland Warriors punting. Nearly blocked by McLean. A booming kick that's going to drive Pickney back, and it goes out of bounds at the 23-yard line. So over a 50-yard punt. My math is correct. That'd be a 53-yard punt for Midland. And the Warriors will send the defense onto the field. Dort College will have 77 yards in front of them, and they're going into the wind, trailing 21-0. Dort College offensively, you've got Sharper over the football. He's the center. Dylan Stevens is the near side tackle, the left tackle. Ben Buma is the left guard. They send the man in motion, keeping it as Taylen Seaman. Seaman, the ball carrier, and Seaman picks up maybe 2 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 8 with a generous spot. Second down and 8 yards to go. So a 2 yard gain on the play. Jacob Cook is the right guard. And Dylan Stevens, I beg your pardon, looks like number 60 is on the field for the defenders. That's Ricky Nelson lining up at right tackle. Second down and 8 yards to go. 14 minutes left to play in regulation. Dort College trails 21-0. Siemens' pass is complete to Pickney. Pickney out to the 35-yard line and a first down. He's brought down after a 10-yard pickup on the play. Needed 8. He got 10. Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. The defenders trailing 21-0. And since those scoring plays by Midland late in the first quarter, it's been a pretty bland football game. Back to passes, Seaman. Seaman under pressure, gets away from the rush, rolls right, throws to the sideline, intended for Rockland Mau, incomplete as the ball flutters out of bounds. It'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 720-707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Clock stops on the incomplete pass on first down. Second down and 10 coming. Taylen Seaman hands it off to Vandevac. Vandevac spins away from the initial contact, but is brought down moments later. Short gain on the play for Vandevac. Picks up 2 hard-earned yards. And that'll bring up third down and 8. I think that's Kennedy Petit who made the tackle. Tough numbers to read. It could be a 7, could be a 1. I believe it's 11. Kennedy Petit on the tackle. Brings up third down and 7, 12:50 remaining. 12:50 left to play. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman, the freshman quarterback, throws it intended for Miller. Incomplete. Broken up by Dalton Jenkins. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 7. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And the ball bounces out of bounds. And it will be Dort College on defense. The Dort College defenders leading 21, trailing 21-0. Midland Warriors have it. And they will have it first down and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Women's soccer victorious over Clark earlier this afternoon, 2-0. Send a man in motion. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Cody King went in motion for the Warriors. And I believe this is going to be a 5-yard penalty, a false start against Midland. And that'll bring up first down and 15. First down and 15. for the Warriors. Jake Butler again in at running back. Cornist receiving treatment on the Midland sideline. They send King in motion. Back to pass is Cameron. Cameron airs it out over the middle. Pass is completed, and they're off to the races. To the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and drug down inside the 10 at the 5-yard line. McLean making the tackle, but not before a big gain for Tristan Kamaka. From the 41-yard line down inside the 5, a 54-yard pass play, first down and goal to go for the Midland Warriors. First down, goal to go. They hand it off and stood up and nothing there. Jake Butler on the carry. And that'll bring up second down and goal. We have a flag on the play. And I think they're going to have an encroachment call against Dort College. They're going to call that on Matt Albert. Albert lining up in the neutral zone, crept up a little bit too much as an outside linebacker. And it'll be first down and goal to go now from the 3-yard line. 11:50 left to play. Snap back to Cameron. Hands it off and driven out of bounds before he can get to the goal line is Jake Butler. That's going to bring up second down and goal to go. Clock stops as the running back was forced out of bounds. The Midland Warriors, in this situation earlier this half, turned away the Dort College defense since that tough stretch late in the first quarter, trying to keep the shutout going that they've had for two-plus quarters now. Cameron, quarterback, hands it off. No, keeps it himself, and Cameron calls his own number. He brings it into the end zone. 1-yard touchdown run, and the Dort College defenders trail 27-0 pending the point after. Our score. And kicking the point after for Midland will be Anthony Wood. 11:18 left to go in the ballgame. Midland leads 27-0. Point after is up, and the point after is through. And the Warriors lead now 28-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Trey Pickney takes it from his own 10-yard line to the 15, to the 20, and downed at the 27-yard line. That's where Dort College will take over first down and 10. Dort College trails 28-0. So the Dort College defenders trailing 28-0. Will come out with Talen Seaman at quarterback. And the Dort College defenders back to pass. Pass is intended for Miller. Completed to the 30-yard line, and he's driven backwards to the 28-yard line. They're going to give him a forward progress only to the 29. And we've got a flag thrown after the play. Would not be surprised if this is a late hit called against Midland. We will wait and see. Could be offsetting depending on what happened leading up to that hit. So a penalty against the Midland Warriors. Late hit. Dort College has it at their own 44-yard line. 10:59 left to go in this contest. Midland has the lead at 28-0. Dort College trying to break up the shutout at this point. See if they can string together a drive into the wind. Miller is split off to the right. Got Pickney and Caffey both in close on the wings. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig into Midland territory inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line before he's finally brought down. Gain of 15 on the play. That's first down and 10 for the defenders at the 42-yard line of the Midland Warriors. So first down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Dort College with the football. Dan Fennig in at running back for the defenders. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, straight ahead to the 39-yard line. It's going to be second down and 7, a gain of 3 on the play for Fennig. So the football inside the 40. Call it a gain of 2, so second and 8 for the defenders. Midland tacking on their first score since the first quarter to make it 28-0. Talon Seaman in the pistol, back to pass. And his pass is picked off, and this one's going the other way. To midfield to the 45, 40, 35, 30. And Daniel Fennig makes the tackle as Christian Pollution brings the back into Dort College territory inside the 30. Down to the 29-yard line as Pollution able to jump the route and makes the interception and runs it back into Dort College territory. And we might have had a flag on the play depending on what the call is. Our official, Randy Hagedorn, the referee. That's the next voice you'll hear.
Here's a foul according to Midland. Hit on the field on the returns. That's just a warning. It could be first and 10.
So a sideline warning against Midland. That's a warning. That's the first time we've had the warning this afternoon. So the next one would result in a penalty. But as it is, the Midland Warriors have the football in Dort College territory, leading 28-0, and an opportunity to build on it here inside the Dort College 30 at the 29. First down and 10 for the Warriors. And we might have a new quarterback. I believe that's number 10, Zach Cowie, in at quarterback. Fakes the handoff, throws over the top, pass is completed down inside the 5. That pass completion to Cody King. Cam Petrie makes the tackle inside the 5-yard line, and it's going to be first down and goal to go. So Zach Kelly makes the completion on the first play, first snap he takes, and now Midland will have it, first down and goal to go at the 4-yard line. He hands it off. And the carry by Midland's Vaughn Smith. He's pushed backwards. Loses a half yard on the play. Second down and goal to go. They try it again. This time he's up to the goal line and into the end zone. A touchdown for the Midland Warriors. Smith with the carry. He gets credit for the touchdown. And the Midland Warriors lead it now 34-0 with 8:41 left to play in the contest. Two fourth quarter scores for Midland with the wind. And they have turned a 21-0 lead into a 34-0 advantage. On to attempt the point after is Anthony Wood. And the snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick is through. And the Midland Warriors have opened up a 35-0 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football. 8:41 left to go in the fourth quarter. Dort College trails 35-0. Midland scores two touchdowns quickly here in the fourth quarter. Now Dort College trying to respond. Trey Pickney with it at the 5-yard line. He brings it out to the 10, to the 20, to the 25, 30. Cuts it back to the 35 and brought down at the 39-yard line. So return by Pickney. Tackle made by Dalton Jenkins. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders. We have a flag on the play as well. And I thought that they got a piece of the face mask on the tackle, and they did. A flag thrown at the point of contact. That penalty is on Dalton Jenkins, the defender for Midland. And Dort College has it now first down and 10 at the Midland 47-yard line. Earlier today, the Dort College women's soccer team victorious over Clark, 2-0. They'll be started with a men's contest shortly. With the football, is Dort College in Midland territory. Three down linemen for the Warriors. And Midland wanted a penalty on Dort College. Movement by Xavier Caffey, but a rule that he was in motion. Short gain on the play for Seaman. And that'll bring up second down and 8. Second and 8 for the defenders in Midland territory at the 45-yard line. Moving into the wind, though, and that wind has been a factor this afternoon. Driving down, didn't notice it so much, but once I stepped out here in Fremont, it was pretty obvious we had significant wind out of the south. They said at kickoff around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snap is back to Seaman. Seaman rolling right, looking downfield, pass is incomplete, intended for Rockland Mao, and that'll bring up third down and 8. Third and 8, Dort College, things don't get any easier for the defenders as they go on the road next Saturday as well. A road-heavy schedule this year for the defenders. Of their 11 games, 6 are on the road, including a non-conference test at Ellendale, North Dakota against Trinity Bible. Next 4 games are against conference opponents after today. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman rolling right. Gets away from one tackler and throws it right into the arms of a Midland player, and he's going to be thinking about that one as that one hit him square in the numbers and he dropped it. Brian McLaughlin. McLaughlin, a linebacker for Midland, had that one bounce off of his numbers and fell incomplete. Seaman, under pressure, panicked, got rid of the football, but right into coverage. Fourth down and 8. He bonus drove the punter. He'll be punting into the wind. Gets it away, a low line drive towards the middle of the field, taken by the return man and brought down at the 11-yard line. Nothing doing that time for Dalton Jenkins. And the Midland Warriors will take over first down and 10 at their own 10-yard line. 7:27 left to play in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on defense as Midland brings it up. They bring the troops out onto the field. And this is Cooey, the relief quarterback for Midland. And he is rolling right and brought down at the 15-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Midland Warriors are on offense. Gain 4 on that last play. 6:55 left to play in regulation. And Midland taking some time off of the clock as they get organized on offense. They've got 10 seconds on the play clock. Kui is in the shotgun. Hands it off. Gets to the edge, and he's off for the races. With the football is Vaughn Smith, and Smith finally forced out of bounds near midfield. He's forced out at the 50. A 35-yard gain on the play. And that'll bring up first down and 10 for the Warriors at midfield. 6:30 left to play here in the ballgame. Kui swings at left side. Pass is completed to Cody King. King brought down after a 7-yard gain on the far side. Tackle made by Dort College's James Vanderscaff. Brings up second down and 3. Dort College trailing 35-0. 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. Another 2 here in the fourth quarter. Sandwiched around a scoreless second and third. They hand it off to Smith. Vaughn Smith, the ball carrier, and nothing there that time for Smith. He's brought down by Logan Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven on the tackle along with Alex Vasquez. So Schoenhoven, backup linebacker for the defenders, wears number 29. He's middle linebacker out of Hospers, Iowa. Makes the tackle. It's third down and 4. Third and 4. They hand it off to Smith. Vaughn Smith, the ball carrier, bounces away from a tackler, gets a block on the edge, and he's brought down by McLean. And that's enough for a first down. They'll pause momentarily on the clock to move the sticks. Indoor College territory at the 39-yard line. 5:20 and counting as they restart the clock. Left to go in the game. See if Dort College's defense can make some plays here and keep Midland out. First down and 10 for the Warriors. They take their time getting the play in from the sideline. 14 seconds left on the play clock. Midland with a football. Inside handoff. And that's Jake Butler. Butler picks up 5 yards on the play. So second down and 5. 4:40 remaining. Second down and 5. 4:25 and counting. Midland taking time. They pitch it wide. And forced out of bounds is the ball carrier, Jake Butler. Butler forced out of bounds by Dort College's Marquise Goodman. And that will bring up third down and 5. Third down and 5. So third down and 5 yards to go. Midland with the football. Cooey back to pass. Bounces out of the pocket. Matt Elbert tracks him down, and Elbert brings him down along with the help of Logan Schoenhoven. Also on the stop, Brian Bowman. And Taylor Teal on the tackle. That brings up fourth down and a punting situation here for Midland with 3:25 left to play in this ballgame. Trey Pickney inside the 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage is at the 37. Pickney is inside the 10. Anything over his head, he's going to let bounce, I would imagine. A high spiraling kick takes a Midland bounce inside the 5. And it comes back to the 5-yard line. And the Midland Warriors are able to down it. And that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 with 2:56 left to play in this ballgame. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. .256 and remaining in the game. Taylan Seaman is the quarterback. He keeps it himself, twists away from one tackler, gets beyond the line of scrimmage, gains a couple on the play. It's second down and seven, under 3 minutes remaining in this contest. Midland is going to improve to 2-0. Dort College will fall to 0-2. Dort College on the road to Morningside next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, 1 week from today. They'll play 7 o'clock kickoff in Sioux City. Logan Vandevac in at running back for the defenders. Tyler Eichmann is in at wide receiver. Seaman keeps it himself, and Taylen Seaman submarined at the 15-yard line. And he got hit low. Gets up a little gingerly. Looks like he's all right. Ball came loose after the play. They ruled him down. 2 minutes left to go in the contest. And the Midland Warriors. Midland will be in action next week as well. They travel to Seward to face Concordia. 1:44 left to go in the game. And we've got movement and a flag thrown in the Dort College backfield. A false start on the Midland on the Dort College offense. Dort College will drop 0-1 of the conference. Thirty-five to nothing, our score. 13 seconds on the play clock. Dort College facing 1st and 15 after that penalty. They send Lewis in motion, keeping himself as Taylen Seaman, and he loses the football, and Midland has it at the Dort College 15-yard line. Lost fumble by the defenders, and Midland will take over. My guess would be Midland will take a couple of knees, and that'll be the ball game. 35-0, Midland in front. The Midland Warriors in the driver's seat, as they have been since the end of the first period. They scored 3 touchdowns in the span of 6.5 minutes. And they will improve to 2-0. For the Dort College defenders, they drop to 0-2. And Midland comes out, take a couple of snaps, and I would anticipate that being it. Cooey keeps it himself. He's going to drive up the middle, and Dort College makes a stop. Logan Schoenhoven in on the tackle. And that will bring up second down and 8. Second and 8 for the defenders. Also Peyton in on the tackle. 45 seconds left to play in regulation. Cooey, inside handoff. Bounce it to the outside, a flag on the play. This one's going to come back. So he's forced out of bounds inside the 5. And I think this is going to be a hold against the defender, against Midland, with 36 seconds remaining. Midland leads 35-0. Holding penalty against the Warriors. Flag was thrown at the 10 or in that vicinity. Must have been at the 12 because they bring it back to the 22-yard line. 36 seconds left to play in this contest. And now Cooey will line up under center, and I believe this will be the victory formation, and it is. And the Midland Warriors are going to win it 35-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll see if they have to run another play. The play clock has started. There's a 12-second difference between the play clock and the game clock. And Midland will not need to run another play from scrimmage. That's going to do it. Our final score, Midland 35, Dort College 0. Back to wrap things up from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this. Midland Warriors score a 35-0 win over the Dort College defenders this afternoon. The Dort College defenders miss on several opportunities in the contest. to get on the scoreboard. Couple in the first half and the second quarter, had it inside the 10 on two different occasions, turned it over on downs once, turned it over on a fumble another time. Marched the football into Midland territory again in the third quarter and came away empty. And Midland got a couple of big plays in the fourth quarter to turn a 21-0 lead into a 35-0 lead in rapid action. And the North College defenders lose the final score of 35-0. Scoreboard around the conference, these are the scores that we have. And looking for one update, and we've got it. Morningside leads Nebraska Wesleyan 70-19. Midland over 35-0, that's the final. Dakota Wesleyan over Briar Cliff 20-13. Northwestern Verdon at halftime 10-3. We don't have an update on that one. And it's Hastings over Concordia 27-13. At last check in that Northwestern Doan contest remains 10-30 early in the fourth quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR.
A Dort College education doesn't stop when you leave campus. God's world is a big place, and for many students, an off-campus program is an essential part of their education. On an off-campus program, students can gain valuable internship experiences, explore incredible new places, and immerse themselves in a new culture, all while earning credit toward graduation. With more than 30 semester and summer programs to choose from, you're sure to find a cross-cultural experience that appeals to you. I'm the coordinator of off-campus programs, Linda Schrodermeyer. Learn more at dort.edu.
Made possible by Boren Sons Boyden. Handle the grill and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle to appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, Center Hospers. In the community. Issues with the post-game stats. So, we are going to wrap it up. And we lost contact for a moment there. We apologize. We're going to wrap it up. The North College defenders lose to the Midland Warriors this afternoon, 35-0 in football play. North College 0-1 in the conference, 0-2 overall. Midland 1-0 in the conference, 2-0 overall. North College women's soccer victorious over Clark earlier today, 2-0. They will play Jamestown 1 week from today. North College men currently in action as they face the Clark Crusaders. And the North College volleyball team is playing Briar Cliff. The junior varsity match has begun. Varsity match will begin at about 5 o'clock. You can hear and see that match via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics this afternoon into this evening. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker from Fremont, Nebraska. Again, our final, Midland 35, North College 0.